Second stop, church. You are now standing in front of the main church of Kriuneri. During World War II, this church was used as a school for children, as the village school was occupied by the local partisans. The partisans were a paramilitary group of rebels who opposed the Nazi occupation, forming a resistance against them. Children of all ages attended school in the church during this period. The reverend would arrange them in the pews according to age and walk from row to row, teaching the children subjects such as reading and writing on small chalkboards. This school was also attended by the two children of the Kimhi family, Yehiel Jr. and Rivka. It was also in this church that Reverend Nikolaus Athanasoulis took it upon himself to protect the Kimhis. In the week of their arrival, during his Sunday sermon, he instructed the villagers to protect the family, warning that anyone who would betray them to the Nazis might receive bonuses or money, but would face severe retribution for their actions. Anyone who collaborated with the Nazis would have their houses burned down and their families banished from the village. As an important spiritual leader, the Reverend promised the Kimhi's family's safety. We're now at the end of the second part of the audio guide. Continue following the main road for approximately 250 meters, looking out for the Righteous Among the Nations sign, placed on a wall on the right side of the road. Under it, on the ground, you'll find seven stumbling stones, the third stop of our guide.